would you tell a horse to get him started going?
Well, we'd tell him to get up.
Okay.
Give him a lick.
Mm-hmm. What if he's already moving and you want him to go faster?
Well, we tell him to roll.
Or if you want him to go faster, you tell him.
Yeah, to get up.
Uh-huh. And to stop him, you tell him.
Roll.
And to back him into a buggy.
Pull back. Just pull back. Only take your lines and pull them a little bit and say, back, back.
Uh-huh. How do you call hogs?
Well, you've got the different ways that people call them hogs. We all used to call them piggy, 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 piggy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other way you've ever heard?
Well, there's more ways, but I believe that was the main holder. Well,
Papa get out to call their hogs, and they was all way off. He'd holler, goo piggy, goo piggies.
Yes.
He called them.
Yeah.
He called them different from...
Yeah. He called them, you know, to...
They'd be away off, and he'd do that so he could call loud.
He'd say, pig! Pig!
Here you he come.
Pig! Pig! And they'd come.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's about the honest way I... No, they didn't call it.
What about sheep? Did you ever hear people call their sheep?
No, I don't believe I did. Did you have it? Mm-hmm. I don't know how they got the sheep.
There used to be an old sheep or two that'd take up with our cows.
Yeah,
and come to the pen.
He'd come with the cows.
And if the old sheep weren't there, when we penned the cows, we'd call him. Sheepy, sheepy, sheep.
Yes.
And if he was anywhere in hearing of us, he'd come.
Yeah.
And we'd pin him with the cows. They weren't ours.
No, he was. They just
was,
take up with the cows, with our cows, you know. We didn't ever own none. No sheep.
How do you call chickens?
Chicken, 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 chicken.
And, say if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you say I wanna
hitch up the horse to.
Or before you hitch him up, you have to
catch him
first. Yeah, you have to go and put the bridle on and catch him, put his harness on.
Uh-huh.
And I'll get his harness on. Then you back him up there and just hold up the shave so and turn him back up. And he'll back up in there. Mm-hmm. In the shed.
And when you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
Your lines. I mean.
Uh-huh. What about when you're on horseback?
You're
riding on
that. Well, I rode the horses, but he didn't ever have no saddle on him much. We just rode him horseback from the field.
Never rode the field to the house.
Yeah, sometimes make them trot, and then I'd stop them.
Mm-hmm. What would you have?
I had the lines, the bridles that they had on.
Uh-huh. You call that the line?
Yeah. Well, they had a bridle.
Bridle range
is what it was.
Oh, you had when you were riding them, but when you're driving them to a buggy or something, you had the long lines.
Yeah, taking them long and saying, but these would be just a short riding line, you know. You could lead a bite, you know, or anything. Or ride them and hold to that there bridle. It helped the bits in their mouth.
Mm-hmm. What about them? Say someone did have a saddle on a horse that had their feet in the
stirrups.
Okay.